Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, it's Thursday at 11 o'clock. It is one of our favorite times of the week because Chris Hoke is in studio with us for the entire hour. Chris Hoke is brought to you by Greater Pittsburgh Plumbing. And Chris is a former Steeler. I was wondering maybe if he wouldn't show up today, show your face out in public, because Mike Tomlin talked about the stench the other day.
Yeah.
Man, it goes a long way.
I was wondering why you were plugging your nose when I walked in, that stench that come from being a former Steeler. But, you know, the great thing about a stench is they're able to wash that off and start anew the next week and get back on the winning ways.
Was it as bad as it looked for you? I mean,
yeah, I mean, listen, it wasn't their best performance. It's probably the worst performance that we've seen in a while. But there's an opportunity for improvement this week, right? And I think with putting the pads back on in practice and working on fundamentals, sometimes you need a wake-up call like this to reset and say, we've got to be better. And when you're winning, sometimes you overlook some of the weaknesses you have and some of the struggles on your team. When you get beat this bad, there's no way to overlook it.
Chris, are they good enough to rebound? I mean, people say the effort wasn't there, this wasn't there. How about the talent on the field? Yeah. Maybe that isn't good enough. Your heart might be in the right place, but your body doesn't let you do it.
Well, you definitely have a point there, and there's a lot of guys in there. We're seeing this week, right? We have more guys going on the COVID reserve list. We don't know what's going to happen with T.J. Watt. We don't know what's going to happen. Now we see Spillane, even though he's out with a knee injury, he's on the COVID reserve list. And are we going to get Joe Haden back? Are we going to get some of these guys that we really need to rely on to turn the ship? But the reality right now is, you know, some of these issues we had was with your regulars in there on Sunday. You go back and look at the film, and some of those big plays, the 25-yard run was on the first drive of the game, and you had a lot of your horses in there. And so, you know, everybody's got to improve. And it's a moment where everybody's just got to take a gut check, look themselves in the mirror and say, am I doing enough? Am I doing what's expected of me? And the only ones that know is that individual himself and those guys in that locker room.
Hi, Hokey.
How you doing, buddy?
I've never been better. I was ordering us grilled cheeses. Will you partake?
I love
you like grilled cheese?
Back when I was a kid, grilled cheese and
we're not getting food otherwise, so Starkey's rising.
I'm treating
for occasion.
Lunch today. Four grilled cheeses with chips. You like that?
You're so kind.
Thank you.
You're always so kind.
It's a nice ring you have on there today.
Just thought I'd bring it in.
You don't wear that every day, do you?
Well, I was doing a thing down at Heinz Field this morning.
Which one is that?
Super Bowl 43.
Could I borrow that for the day?
You can look at it for the day.
Look at that thing, Ron.
How do you lift up your arm?
Well, my bicep was feeling a little weak. I needed to get some workout in.
My God, it looks like it weighs 10 pounds.
Bigger than the national deficit. I don't know how you wear that thing around all the time.
How often do you break it out? Oh, I haven't worn this ring in a while. I was doing a thing at Heinz Field this morning with Arthur Motes. And so I put it on and just for the,
were you showing off a little bit or what?
You know, every once in a while you gotta show off, right? Why not? I mean, Starkey does it every day.
That's right. With his haircut. You like that?
How do you like his hair?
Exactly
the same.
Yeah,
as
you look good though. You look good. Something big's going on.
Don't lie to him. He doesn't look good.
Is there some big event tonight?
No, I just exercised yesterday for the first time in days.
I was noticing a little sparkle.
Yeah. All the way around.
Don't lie to him.
And I'm in the Christmas spirit all of a sudden.
Oh,
everything's good.
The weather outside is frightful.
Can we sing to Ron this year?
Yeah, we can today. Well, yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah.
See, the Christmas tree right outside the window here, so it's a beautiful day.
I'm feeling it today for the first time.
Yeah.
Well, Hokie, I don't know. What about giving up 533 yards the week before? Wasn't that a wake-up call? I just don't think they could beat the Ravens, don't get me wrong. But right before you came in, Ron and I were talking about last year's Steelers defense and what they did in Baltimore. Even though they gave up a lot of yards rushing, they had two it. He had three tackles for loss, two sacks that day. Bud Dupree had a sack and a forced fumble. Spillane had a really good game that day. Other guys. And then we were going back to your teams.
Yeah.
We were going back to the time they beat the Ravens in 2016 with Antonio and Le'Veon and a younger, more lethal Ben and Ryan Shazier. This team just isn't very good.
Yeah, this right now, they don't have the talent, I think, to play at that level that you're talking about, right? When you talk about those guys, there were special players on those teams, and they're special players here, but not the abundance that we had back then on those teams. Are you have guys that are just haven't reached the potential yet of where you'd like to see them play? Wake up call. I mean, here's what happens, Starkey. You go out and you play against the Chargers, but you almost win. So you come back, and it's almost like a false sense of, hey, we almost won this game, even though we gave up 41 points. We almost won that game, and oh, it was a blown coverage. So, you know, if we wouldn't have given up that blown coverage, we would have won that game. This is a game where you can't say, oh, it was a blown coverage. It was, just a mental mistake. I mean, that's like Coach Tomlin said. The Bengals got after the Steelers on both sides of the ball where it matters most. I mean, everybody talks about a quarterback, talks about a running back, and you talk about big-time corners. End of the day, the games are won and lost in the trenches, and that's what we saw on Sunday.
That's what Tomlin said afterwards. Do you like the fact that these practice yesterday was tougher, the pads were on? Pads are popping, as Keith Jackson would say.
I love it.
I mean, that's not a typical coach's reaction, right? I mean, I'm sure Cowher did that to you guys once or twice.
Well, it was different, though, when Cowher was here, right?
The
CBA
you could
is
practice.
Different. We could practice.
Right.
And so we could be in December, and we could go full pads Wednesday and Thursday, Cookie. And what we would do is a lot of times – we go out in full pads and do individual and full pads. We carry our pads, we call it. And then we do a first period, 9-on-7, which is like a hard inside run drill, good on good, and then we take the pads off. What happens is when you don't go full pads, bad habits start to creep in, right? You start to stand up instead of keeping your pad level low. You don't play as hard. Your footwork is a little off. The tempo is a little off because the speed's not the same. Right. If you're a veteran player and you're, you know what it takes to win, you know what it takes to win down in and down out. In practice, it shows up when you go helmets, you force yourself to stay low. I remember Coach Mitchell. I still have it ringing in my mind. He said when he knew we weren't going pads, he would say, we don't get blocked. Even if we're not in full pads, we don't get blocked. He would force us to keep our pad level down. He would force us to play with good technique in practice. And the tendency happens with younger guys who haven't learned how to win, haven't learned how to practice in the NFL in helmets, is bad habits creep in. And when they creep in practice, they creep in on Sunday.
Is the story true that in the year that you guys won all your games
05.
After 05, on the way to beating Seattle, that one of the keys to that was Cowher going back to pads?
Well, I mean, that was 05. That was the year when we lost three in a row, right? And then we ended up winning the last four?
Yes.
I think we did go back to pads, but again, we weren't in pads all practice. And the reality is now everybody lives by the same rules, right? Everybody lives by the same rules. So I think a lot of it too is the younger guys buying into understanding how important it is to be focused and take advantage of every single snap in practice. And, when you have comments about music and you have comments, veteran, there's a disconnect between the veteran players and the younger players. And you've got to learn that when you go out in the field, when your number is called and you take the field for practice, that snap needs to be the most important snap of that day. And the next snap needs to be the most important snap because everything is cumulative and it adds up to what the product you're going to put on Sunday on the field. And so if you go and just go to get through practice, oh, it's helmets today. It's helmets today. So it's a walkthrough. Mentally, you're going to relax a little bit. And you got to take that snap, whether you're on the field taking that snap or you're back watching as a backup or maybe you're a starter and you're out for a couple snaps. You've got to take that mental snap. And maybe the message I feel that we're getting is people talking about practice is it's a little more laxed and needs to be just ratcheted
up. But isn't this the same with everybody, though, right? I mean, nobody's allowed to hit more than what they're hitting. Some teams do it better than others,
but
is this team not mentally tough?
But listen, here's the reality, right? I think a lot of the teams have this issue. I mean, look at the Ravens. mean, the Ravens have, you know, they're not the Ravens of old. They have a game-changer generational player at quarterback. He could throw four picks in a game and still come down and throw two unbelievable throws and win the game. Right? And,
but aren't they not the Ravens of old mostly because there's no Ray Lewis and Ed Reed and people like that?
I'll tell you what, Patrick Queen's going to look – he's not Ray Lewis right now, but he looks like he's a big-time bona fide talent. Yeah, they don't have those kind of players. But I there's a mentality on these teams, right? The Ravens' mentality, I mean, they're – mold or their stick is exactly what it is for the Steelers. I mean, that's why when we played each other in those 2000s, in those years, when our team was really, really good and we were going to AFC Championship games almost every other year, right? They were doing the same because we had the same identity. We wanted to line up and we wanted to push you around. We wanted to bully you on the field. And we wanted to run the ball down your throat and make you like it. And then we wanted to shut down the run and get after you in our blitz packages. And make mistakes throwing the ball. We had the same thing. But they're not having the same production as well. So I think this is something across a board in the NFL. The problem is not the problem. What I'm seeing here in Pittsburgh, we're not used to this kind of play. In other cities, they've probably seen that over the years. We're not used to seeing this kind of play where we're being pushed around.
You mentioned Queen of Baltimore. Isn't he what Devin Bush is supposed to be? You know, running from sideline to sideline, making plays. You were critical of Devin Bush. A lot of other people have been.
Yeah.
Again, you didn't see anything you liked from him on Sunday, did you?
Not really. And listen, Patrick Queen, I mean, he plays like his hair's on fire. I mean, the guy
and
is
that
flying.
That's what Bush was brought
that's
in here
want.
To do.
That's what you want. And listen, I've been thinking a lot about this because I knew this was going to come up. I thought it was going to be one of the first questions that Starkey asked me was about Devin. And people beat him up a little bit and piled on him. You go back and watch the film, and it doesn't make you feel any better. There's one thing that you go out there and you get blocked, right? There's one thing you go out there and you get beat. Another thing when you watch the film, and listen, when you have a trained eye, I watched film for a lot of years. I know when a guy is going hard. I know when a guy is pulling off. I know when a guy was fighting. He's getting blocked, but he's fighting like mad to get off that block. And I know when a guy is just accepting a block. And those are the hard things to watch is when what your eye is telling you. And the eye in the sky doesn't lie, guys. The eye in the sky doesn't – you can say all you want, but when you put on that film, that's the story. And when you watch it and you see a guy – and listen, the other guys made mistakes too. It wasn't just Devin Bush that made mistakes out there. The problem is that we're watching and there's a lack of effort. The lack of effort. And so it makes you feel like there's a lack of caring. And so that's the struggle that I think a lot of these former players have. There are guys out there across the board who are getting beat. Like Coach Tomlin's always favorite thing is there's popcorn. It's not always the same guy. Devin Bush is that guy a lot of the times. But I think there's different plays, at different areas. There are struggles at all positions.
Chris Hoke with us for the entire hour, as he is every Thursday. He's brought to you by Greater Pittsburgh Plumbing. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan. Driven by Jim Shorkey, Kia, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer with locations in Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. And right now it's 11:13, time to call Shenderovich, Shenderovich & Fishman. Why pay 40% when you can pay 25%? Call 888-98-TWINS. Man, that game against the Bengals, watching that defense was just depressing. Almost as depressing as watching the offense.
Well,
I don't know which was worse. Which was worse in the game for you?
It felt like defensively we were one step behind the whole game. I feel like we were one step behind. And they did a good job. Listen, they came to that game.
Is Cincinnati for real?
If they play like that, if they can run the ball like Joe Mixon ran the ball, and that's what happened was that first drive they came down the field and they marched down the field running the football. They took it to the Steelers. And then they came out and he was able to throw the ball and these guys were open. And now you're on your heels. So right. I think it's a little uglier. It's ugly, but then it feels uglier because now you're on your heels and now you're playing, is it run or pass? If I overplay the run, they're going to open up on the pass, but I overplay the pass and open. And now everything's in question and you're not trusting your keys. So that's what they just got after the Steelers from the very first drive. And then they picked the ball off on that first drive when Ben went down and scored. But then if you watch those two goal line plays, when they ran the ball within the 5-yard line, the defense played well. They shut down the two runs and put pressure on the Joe Burrow on the third play. held them to a field goal. Things just unraveled, and Cincinnati built momentum that the Steelers couldn't stop.
All right, Chris, we'll get to the beast that is Lamar Jackson and the good and some of the bad that he brings, because he's been throwing a lot of picks, but the Steelers have done a pretty good job of containing him. Pretty good job. The end of last season's game in Baltimore, it seems like he started to find it. But we'll talk about that, the keys to controlling him, next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.